From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. President Bush will address the nation tomorrow night. At the top of his agenda, Iraq. He'll likely pick up where General David Petraeus left off in his testimony before Congress this week. The president plans to reduce the number of American troops currently serving in Iraq by as much as 30,000. General Petraeus testified that he could shrink our ground forces there to pre-surge levels by July of next year. For more on this and the week's other political headlines, we've got Robert Tranum, a GOP strategist. He teaches at George Washington University and runs his own political consulting firm. Also with us is Donna Brazile, a nationally syndicated columnist. She teaches at Georgetown University. Welcome, both of you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hello, Farai.
So Donna, reports from the AP say that the president was putting the finishing touches on his speech even while Petraeus was still testifying. How much influence do you think that Petraeus's progress report had on President Bush's decision for these reductions?
I don't think the president has listened to the debate that's taken place on Capitol Hill. It's clear that General Petraeus came to Washington, D.C. to report that the surge is working. What's not working and what's not functioning is the Iraqi government. And unfortunately, when the president announced the surge back in January, he said essentially that this would give the Iraqi government breathing space so that they can make the political changes needed to bring about reconciliation. Ambassador Crocker, who also appeared before the Joint Congressional Committees, didn't have much news to report, but only three out of 18 benchmarks, that have basically been implemented. This country is still in the same place. So what General Petraeus argued for was more the same. A year from now, we will have 130,000 troops still policing an open-ended civil war in Iraq, and the American people have called for change.
So, Robert, what's the message here? The president says the reduction is contingent upon the progress made in Iraq. And you have these two different reports, one by the GAO that says, really, this is not working, and then one from Petraeus that's saying it's working.
Well, I would frankly agree with General Petraeus. Why? Well, because he's on the ground and he's the commander in the field that is taking a pulse, if you will, not only of the troops, but also of really what's happening on the ground in Iraq, listening to the troops, listening to the people that are running the Iraqi government. What does this mean for the American people? Well, it means that, frankly, that the surge is working, as Donna mentioned. It also means that 3,500 troops per month, if everything goes well, will be coming home starting next month. It also means that the president really needs to explain to the American people in layman's terms what all this means to the American people tomorrow when he addresses the nation. This also means from a political standpoint that everyone that's running for president right now, particularly the front runners, have a little bit of breathing room right now where they can simply say, you know what, the president finally is listening to us. The American people finally have spoken and the president has listened and the troops are finally going to come home. Albeit not fast, it'll be somewhat slow, but again, progress is being made.
Donna, I want to move on to one more thing. The Petraeus report has overshadowed basically the campaign. Well, the campaign had been making so many headlines, presidential campaign. But last week, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani appeared on CNN, and the subject of immigration came up when Glenn Beck, the host, said, is illegal immigration a crime? Giuliani said no. And when Beck asked if it should be illegal, Giuliani again said no, because the government wouldn't be able to prosecute everyone who broke the law. Was this a surprising answer? And does it go against his, you know, myth or ethos, rather, as someone who is really against terrorism and is for strong borders?
You know, Rudy Giuliani is running against his record as mayor. He, as mayor, he openly supported immigrants coming to New York City. He established a sanctuary in New York City. He said that the federal government should not force, cities to impose penalties and fines. So he's running against his previous record. I think this is going to hurt him in the Republican primary. It's already hurt. The issue of immigration has hurt John McCain. The conservatives believe that we should have closed borders, a fence as high as you could see, and to penalize those that have been here illegally and to send them all home. So I think Rudy right now is in deep trouble with his conservative, with establishing his conservative credentials on immigration reform.
Robert, do you think that this is going to undermine him, especially now that Senator Fred Thompson is in the game and he has been getting a lot of traction?
Yes. Farai, 6 months ago, if Fred Thompson was not in the race and Mayor Giuliani would have made that statement, I would have said he's going to be fine. But now that Senator Thompson is in the race and he's running to the right, if you will, of of Mayor Giuliani. This does hurt Mayor Giuliani. And frankly, I think if he had to take that that answer back, he would. And this is really not an issue of just what conservatives think. I disagree with Donna to a certain degree. This is what Americans think. The overall majority of Americans want our borders closed, number one, but also number two, and even more importantly, they want to make sure that every single person that comes to this country is documented. It's just as very simple as that. And so, yes, this will hurt Mayor Giuliani, particularly in New Hampshire, as well as obviously in Nevada and South Carolina, some of the more conservative primaries around the country. Will he be able to recover from this? I'm sure he will. But if I'm Senator Thompson and also Senator McCain, I would hammer him on this big time.
What about evangelicals, each of you? I'm going to go with you first, Robert. Evangelicals have played such a big role in many previous elections. Are they a bit cut out now that there's not as much of a traditional evangelical message from any of the Republican candidates or the Democrats?
Well, yeah, that's a very interesting question because there really isn't a bona fide front runner right now that really speaks to evangelicals. The only one that really comes close is Governor Huckabee, who is a former governor of Arkansas. Mike Huckabee is a minister. He is a social conservative. He speaks their language. The problem is that he's not really catching on as much as he would like to. Although, if you take a look at the last four or five debates, he's also done a very good job of articulating himself and also pretty much saying, look, I am the conservative in this race. I am the evangelical friendly person. You need to vote for me. And I think that's the main reason why that he is polling very well, particularly in Iowa and also in New Hampshire and also South Carolina. I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I would say that Governor Huckabee very well may be a vice presidential candidate in the sweepstakes 6 months from now.
What do you think about that, Donna?
Well, he's very impressive. He's done a great job in the debates. If you like Republicans and you like them a tad bit conservative, then I'm sure he's your guy. But look, I wouldn't write off right now some of the other quality second-tier candidates in terms of the evangelical vote out there. You have Senator Sam Brownback, who's basically walked the walk and talked the talk in terms of solid Christian values. I think he will surprise people, as he did in a straw poll when the caucus goers appear on Monday night, some cold Monday night in January.
Donna, another topic. Senator Obama is making news for an awkward coincidence. Turns out one of his campaign ads popped up on Amazon.com's website, but on the page for a new book that's highly critical of the Israel lobby. And Obama has been really delicate with the lobby since making a string of statements that have made him appear less sympathetic to its cause than some of the other candidates. The Obama camp withdrew the ad, even though it wasn't something that they sought, saying that its appearance was coincidental. And it's the haste with which they removed the ad that has a lot of people in Washington talking. So do you think that he overreacted to something that wasn't his decision?
Well, I'm sure his campaign made the decision after seeing the ad appear on a site that don't carry his views or his values. Look, Senator Obama, who I still believe is in the hunt to replace Senator Clinton as the front runner, is a strong, viable candidate that must bring together the Democratic Party in order to win the nomination. He's out there today in Iowa, New Hampshire. He's running very hard on his position on Iraq. But this ad may have caused his campaign a little bit of embarrassment, and I think he did the right thing in moving, and if it's not consistent with what he's trying to put out there.
Robert, could this backfire with some black voters? And what I mean by this is that many African-American voters, and of course there's not a monolithic group of people, are critical of the Israel lobby. Could this backfire with some black voters who say he's bent over backwards?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, interesting enough, I think Senator Obama has proven himself to the black community that he is a bona fide candidate that's credible, that is seasoned on their quote-unquote issues. He's also proven himself that he is also a mainstream candidate that, frankly, can transcend, if you will, race and ethnicity. So I don't see this going anywhere for Ryan. I think the main reason why is because, as you mentioned, his campaign moved this very quickly off the internet 6 months ago, a year ago. Senator Obama's campaign probably didn't move that swiftly. But if you take a look at his seasoned staff, if you take a look at, frankly, how much he's grown politically over the last 6 months, you can see that obviously this was a big mistake on their part, and they very quickly corrected it.
You know, I have to say, as Democrats, we value the support of the Jewish community, and we support strongly Israel, a valuable ally for America and the Middle East. So I don't want to leave the impression that in some way the Democratic Party is not out there supporting Israel. I don't understand. I didn't see the ad, so I don't know the politics behind it, but I know Obama has been accused or criticized before being mean, somewhat anti-Israel, and he's not. He supports Israel very strongly, as most Democrats do.
Robert, is there a fundamental issue? Donna was saying there's a unity there, but there sometimes are a lot of frictions between different demographics mm-hmm. in any party. What do you do about that if you're a candidate?
Well, the only thing you can do is to try to get seasoned staff out there that are credible in that community, number one, that's going to be a bridge or an ambassador, if you will, between you and that constituency. But also, too, you need to learn up on their issues, and to the extent that you agree with them, you need to articulate that. And to the extent that you don't agree with those issues, you also need to articulate that, but you need to be very sensitive to that. I think that's the main reason why, quite frankly, that going back to Mayor Giuliani and immigration, that's where he stumbled a little bit. I think that's where he's going to offend a lot of social conservatives, but also, quite frankly, a lot of immigrants as well. The real issue here is whether or not you really understand the constituency that you're trying to court, number one, but number two, and even more importantly, that you articulate your vision, your views to that constituency in a non-threatening way.
You know, Iraq has been a distraction, especially not just on the broader war on terror, but also in the administration attempts to forge peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. We have to get back to what Bill Clinton started and what the president and Condi Rice have talked about over and over again. We have to find lasting peace in the Middle East, especially with regards to Israel and the Palestinians.
All right. Well, guys, it's a wrap. And as usual, it's a delight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Farai.
Donna Brazile is a nationally syndicated columnist. She teaches at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. And Robert Trainum is a GOP strategist. He teaches at George Washington University and runs his own political consulting firm. Both spoke with us from NPR's D.C. headquarters.